Hey, patient's last name is Cochran, C-O-C-H-R-A-N. First name is Nicholas, N-I-C-H-O-L-A-S. So date of visit is January 18, 2023. And so far, the patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury, first off. It was in 2013. The first off, a patient was loading a cargo in an aircraft. First off, a patient hit the head against a vehicle inside the aircraft. First off, a patient tells me that he hit the forehead against the metal parts of the vehicle. First off, a patient tells me that he did not lose consciousness. First off, however, he had a severe headache. First off, a patient was confused, disoriented. First off, a patient was seeing stars. First off, a patient did not feel well for the rest of the day. First up, he got memory problems. First up, since the incident, his memory becomes very poor. First up, next paragraph, since the incident, his memory becomes very poor. First up, he's not able to retain information. First up, unable to learn well on topics. So first up, patient has chronic migraine headaches. First up, he has headaches almost on an everyday basis. So first up, he has brain fog. First up, he has irritability. First up, a patient is not able to complete sentences at times. So next paragraph, my patient is currently working for a private company for transportation. First up, patient tells me that his headaches and forgetfulness is preventing him from getting higher paying job. A first up patient tells me that he's stuck doing data entry at this job. A first up patient feels that he's not able to advance because of the head injury. First up, he's not able to retain information. First up, his memories become very poor. First up, his headaches also affecting him to concentrate at his work. First up, next paragraph. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, in 2013, a patient was working inside of an aircraft. First up, a patient hit his forehead against the metal parts of a vehicle inside the aircraft. First up, a patient has immediate severe headaches. First up, a patient felt disoriented confusion after the impact. First up, a patient has severe headaches. First up, a patient did not lose consciousness. First up, however, a patient had severe headaches for the rest of the day, and then it was confused for the rest of the day. First up, it is my opinion that the impact of the head, headache, confusion, disorientation, are signs and symptoms, common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. Thank you so much for the invitation. Next patient is Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S. First name is C-R-I-S-T-I-N-A. Date of visit is January 18, 2023. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that she was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First of all, it was in July 2021. A patient was at the water park. First of all, a patient was sliding down a water slide. First of all, for her her ex-husband came down and put the knee against her head. First of all, a patient tells me that her ex-husband's knee directly hit the back of the head. First of all, patient had immediate loss of consciousness. First of all, but she thinks she was out of consciousness for about 5 to 10 minutes. First of all, a patient eventually woke up at the end of the slide. First of all, patient woke up with confusion, disorientation. First of all, patient had severe headache. First of all, patient felt nauseous. First of all, a patient has not been feeling right since then. First up, a patient has a difficulty with thinking. First up, since then, her memory has become very poor. First up, make sure a patient currently has significant memory deficit. First up, a patient is not able to think clearly. First up, when she's driving, she would get lost. First up, a patient would park the place in the wrong places, would park the car in the wrong places. So first up, a patient has difficulty following direction. First up, she would have headaches every day. First up, a patient also has migraines. First up, a patient has a memory fog. First up, a patient has a brain fog. First up, a patient tells me that she cannot think clear. First up, a patient's disorientation and confusion. First up, patient is currently still active duty at the Air Force. First up, a patient works at the command control operation. First up, a patient tells me that she's not able to work in the command control operation because she's not able to connect the dots. First up, a patient is not able to concentrate. First up, a patient is not able to focus. First up, her memory is poor. First up, patient is not able to work at a high level. Patient is not able to work at a high level. First up, the patient also has chronic headaches. First up, that's also affecting her significantly. First up, make sure her. response to edema petition. Next patient. Last name is Padilla, P-A-D-I-L-L-A. First name is William. Date of visit is January 12, 2023. First type of next patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First of all, he tells me that in December 27, 2021, he woke up one morning with a seizure. First up, he tells me that his arm was twitching, the whole body was twitching. First up, our patient tells me in January 2022, he had another seizure with a generalized convulsion. First up, next paragraph, patient tells me that his seizure is likely due to a traumatic brain injury. First up, he was in 2017, at Fort Campbell, in Kentucky. First up, the patient was at the physical exercises. The first of a patient just skipped the top of the staircase. The first of a patient skipped the top of the stairs. The first of a patient hit the head onto the stairs. The first of a patient fell down the stairs. The first of a patient tells me that he had immediate loss of consciousness for about 30 seconds. The first of a patient tells me he had a laceration in the occipital area. The first of a patient tells me that he was brought to the hospital. He had a brain MRI. The first of a patient was diagnosed with traumatic brain injury. First up, patient was confused or disoriented for the rest of the day. First up, patient has severe headaches. First up, next paragraph. Since the incident, patient tells me that he has significant memory deficits. First up, he also has seizures. First up, patient has difficult concentration. First up, patient has difficulty to remember what he said. First up, difficulty to follow instructions. First up, patient has difficulty following a conversation. First up, next paragraph. Patient tells me that he's not able to work currently. First up, patient have slip disc in the back. First up, patient tells me that's beginning to work. First up, next step, the MoCA examination is 29 out of 30. First up, patient missed one on delay recall. First up, next step, patient marks the notification.